Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Today we're reading from Psalms 87 through 89. I won't be before you terribly long this morning, amen, but we want to give honor and to give glory to God Almighty. His word is life, and we need his word to sustain us. Amen. It is our instructions for living, our instructions, amen, for transitioning into glory. Amen. And I praise God for the opportunity to present it to you. Amen. And for the opportunity to live it. And I praise God that he's opening up, amen, his word before us so that we're understanding better the things that we did not understand on yesterday. Today, we're gaining new knowledge and new understandings and more wisdom. Amen. And he has given us revelations from on high. Amen. To take us through every situation in our life. And I give God glory. He is worthy of all of our praise and all of our honor. Amen. He is Lord, and there is no other. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how. Lord, humbling ourselves before you, every part of ourselves. We humble our minds, our souls, and our spirits before you. We humble even our understanding before you, that you might awaken, Lord God, in us whatever has been sleeping, Lord God, that we might come alive on this day, Lord, in your word, with understanding and going forth with obedience. Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, every sin of omission and commission, and wash us even now as we are in your presence. Lord, you said if we draw nigh unto you, you would draw nigh unto us. Here we are, Lord God, in your presence, giving you glory and honor because you are the true and the living God. There is no other. Lord, men make idols. They make gods out of wood and out of metals and out of all sorts of stones, but they have no life in them. They cannot see, nor can they hear, nor do they have control over anyone's destiny. But we come before, glory to God, the true and the living God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who controls all things and created all things. Hallelujah. We give you glory and we give you honor on today. Bless, heal, and deliver in the midst of us, even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, move in every situation. Lord God, move in our bodies, our minds, and our souls even now. Lord, you know what we have need of. Oh, Lord God, I praise you on today because you know our names, every one of us individually. You know our names. You know when we are born. You see the purpose that you place within us. Nurture that purpose on this morning. Lord God, awaken us, Lord God, to see and to know what that purpose is, Lord God. And even come against the enemy, Lord God, that is continually coming against our purpose so that we do not see and do not know. Oh, let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus on this morning. Father, we give you glory and we ask, Lord, that you open up our minds and our hearts to receive on today whatever it is that you have for us, Lord, and we'll be looking and seeking and watching for it all day long. And we honor you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. I'm reading from Psalms chapters 87 through 89. His foundation is the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God. Selah. I will make mention of Rahab and Babylon to those who know me. Behold, O Philistia and Tyre with Ethiopia, this one was born there. And of Zion it will be said, this one and that one were born in her. And the Most High himself shall establish her. The Lord will record when he registers the people, this one was born there. Selah. Both the singers and the players on instruments say, all my springs are in you. O Lord, God of my salvation, I have cried out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to the grave. I am counted with those who go down to the pit. I am like a man who has no strength, adrift among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your hand. You have laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the depths. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you have afflicted me with all your ways, Selah. You have put away my acquaintances far from me. You have made me an abomination to them. I am shut up, and I cannot get out. Your eyes waste away because my eyes waste away because of affliction. Lord, I have called daily upon you. I have stretched out my hands to you. Will you work wonders for the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise you? Selah. Shall your loving kindness be declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in the place of destruction? Shall your wonders be known in the dark, and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Lord, why do you cast off my soul? Why do you hide your face from me? I have been afflicted and ready to die from my youth. I suffer your terrors. I am distraught. Your fierce wrath has gone over me. Your terrors have cut me off. They came around me all day long like water. They engulfed me altogether. Loved one and friend you have put far from me, and acquaintances. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall establish in the very heavens. I have made a covenant with my chosen. I have sworn to my servant David, your seed I will establish forever and build up your throne to all generations, Selah. And the heavens will praise your wonders, O Lord, your faithfulness also in the assembly of the saints. For who is the heavens? For who in the heavens can be compared to the Lord? Who among the sons of the mighty can be likened to the Lord? God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints and to be held in reverence by all those around him. O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty like you, O Lord? Your faithfulness also surrounds you. You rule the raging of the sea. When its waves rise up, you steal them. You have broken Rahab in pieces as one who is slain. You have scattered your enemies with your mighty arm. The heavens are yours, and the earth also is yours. The world and all its fullness, you have founded them. The north and the south, you have created them. Tabor and Hermon rejoice in your name. You have a mighty arm. Strong is your hand, and mighty is your right hand. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Mercy and truth go before your face. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance. In your name they rejoice day long, and in your righteousness they are exalted. For you are the glory of their strength, and in your favor our horn is exalted. For our shield belongs to the Lord, and our king to the Holy One of Israel. Then you spoke in a vision to your Holy One and said, I have given help to one who is mighty. I have exalted one chosen from the people. I have found my servant David. With my holy oil I have anointed him, with whom my hand shall be established. Also my arm shall strengthen him. The enemy shall not outwit him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. I beat down his foes before his face and plague those who hate him. But my faithfulness and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name his horn shall be exalted. Also I shall set his hand over the sea and his right hand over the rivers. He shall cry to me, you are my Father, my God, and the rock of my salvation. Also I will make him my firstborn, the highest of the kings of the earth. My mercy I will keep for him forever, and my covenant shall stand firm with him. His seed also I will make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. my law and do not walk in my statutes, if they break my statutes and do not keep my judgments, my commandments, then I will punish their transgression with the rod and their iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness I will not utterly take from him, nor allow my faithfulness to fail. My covenant I will not break, nor alter the word that has gone out of my lips. Once I have sworn by my holiness, I will not lie to David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as the sun before me. It shall be established forever like the moon, even like the faithful witness in the sky, Selah. But you have cast off and abhorred. You have been furious with your anointed. You have renounced the covenant of your servant. You have profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. You have broken down all his hedges. You have brought his strongholds to ruin. All who pass by the way plunder him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his adversaries. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of the sword and have not sustained him in the battle. You have made his glory see thrown down to the ground. The days of his youth you have shortened. You have covered him with shame, Selah. How long, Lord, will you hide yourself forever? Will your wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. For what utility have you created all the children of men? What man can live and not see death? Can he deliver his life from the power of the grave? Selah. Lord, where are your former loving kindnesses, which you swore to David in your truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of your servant, how I bear in my bosom the reproach of all the many peoples with which your enemies have reproached, O Lord, with which they have reproached the footsteps of your anointed. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Amen and amen. I have read and you have heard from Psalm 89. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, today is the day of salvation. If the Lord allowed you to awaken, amen, this is another day that he is pursuing you, amen, to come correct. He is pursuing you to realign you with his will. He's pursuing you so that as we transition from level to level, amen, that we will do it in a way, amen, that will bring us life, life everlasting, life in the here and now, and life in the then and there. Amen. The only saving name that has been given to us under heaven is Jesus. Don't be deceived by the enemy of this world, who continues to say that this one and that one is him, and this one and that one is him. There has only been one Jesus. Amen. And he is the Son of God, the living God. He is him that came forth out of 42 generations. He prepared himself a body and dwelt among us. Amen. He came down from glory for this very purpose. Amen. To bring us back, amen, to a right relationship, to our intended purpose. We were always intended to have a relationship with the God of the universe, the only true and living God. We were always intended to have a relationship with him. Call on the name of Jesus on today, and he will hear you, and he will answer. He will show up. Amen. Repent of your sins on today and turn away from them. Call on his name. He'll show up, and he'll give you further instruction, and he'll turn your life around in ways that you can never imagine. God bless you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey as we through a year in the Word. Amen.